The month of May is known for flowers, Mother's Day, and college graduations. It's also a time when bike riders in Massachusetts get to celebrate their favorite mode of transportation. Bay State Bike Month is in full swing, and WBUR's Andrea Perdomo Hernandez went for a ride.
After months of driving to work, I give my car a break and unlock a blue bike. My guide for this ride is Stacy Thompson, the executive director of the nonprofit Livable Streets. She can tell right away that I'm a newbie.
Wait, is this your first bike ride in Boston?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep you safe.
We start at the Forest Hills MBTA station, which is sandwiched between a major intersection and the green oasis of the Arnold Arboretum. We snake our way through multiple bike paths toward Brookline. Bunches of cyclists zoom past us. Thompson says that's pretty normal for a weekday.
Dozens of cyclists biking together, younger folks, older folks, people in spandex, people dressed for work, the whole gambit of folks getting around this morning.
The bike paths are a joy to ride on, but sharing the road with cars is intense. My other guide for this trip is former Massachusetts Assistant Secretary of Transportation, Chris Dempsey. He says he'd like to see more investment in bike infrastructure to make cyclists feel safer on Boston roads.
What we want in Greater Boston is to create a culture and a community where whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, you feel comfortable getting on a bike and getting to a place where you want to be.
I get to where I want to be, and I'm happy to be back on my own 2 feet. The ride leaves me a little out of breath, but in good spirits.
Congratulations on your first bike riding in Boston. We hope it's the first of many rides.
The city of Boston hosts free bicycle workshops through September as part of a campaign to encourage more people to cycle to work. They're hoping to reach 8% of commuters by 2030. I may stick to dedicated bike lanes if I give it another go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Perdomo Hernandez.